Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Alex, you know you're one of my favorite people, period. Girl, it is so great to see you. Where have you been for the last couple of years since the end of your TV show?
Oh, wow. Well, it's been a real ride. I wouldn't take or change any of it, but I basically went straight to L.A., was there for about 8 months and did a record with Greg Wells, who was, working on One Republic and the Mika stuff and Katy Perry, and I did a full album with all Me and My Brother's material. Wow. And then waited for 8 months and was with Epic Sony and did a lot of traveling to New York and L.A., and kept on writing more material to look for the single, because the company at that time was going through some major shifts and some fear-based decisions were being made for a lot of artists. So basically we lost, me and my brother lost 5 years of all of our material that we were writing throughout all of Instant Star. All of our own material we lost, and it got shelved. And at that time I turned down a lot of acting stuff, like I turned down just a lot of certain roles that came my way in LA because I knew I was going to be going on tour for this record. So anyways, lost that album, but we'll get that back in about 3 years or so. So I came back to Canada, decided to not go with another major label because I just feel like everywhere you go now, major labels have no idea how to keep themselves together. So I got Factor to help fund me and my bro. He produced, and we did a record on our own terms, and we spent like 4 months in the studio every day just creating. Wow. Using all of our loss and everything that we'd gone through, we just kind of like funneled it into a brand new, really supercharged, like 60s, 50s kind of pop album, where each song in the record actually takes on its own scene, like a cinematic film, which is why I called it Voodoo. And also because of Voodoo, because I feel like there's been kind of a shield that's been put over our music this last 3 years. So for some reason it was meant to be, and I'm just excited to finally get this record out and start playing this record this summer.
This is crazy, because this is like now, this could literally be the movie of Instant Star, but instead of your brother, it would be the sister. This is nuts.
It's crazy. It's the industry. You know, it's actually like... it is weird when you think about things in life and why things happen the way that they happen. But I honestly, honestly feel like this is a real blessing, because the time that it took me and Bren to work and sculpt our sound, and all the different producers I got to work with in my life, like Mike Elizondo, Toby Gad, Mary Stefries, like so many, I've got to work with so many different kinds of writers and producers that it sculpted what me and Brendan wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So when we were in the studio working on Voodoo, at this point we don't care about what anybody in the business or the industry thinks. We're making music the way we want to make it. Like we're pulling in like Beach Boys, like very vibey dissonant sounds and layers and very production based. And so I'm just so excited to get this out there. You know, obviously there's a price to pay for the fact when you go indie and when you do it that way, you don't get as much. You do everything you can, you know, to push it and get it out there. But with, you know, with even with the help from Instant Star that I have from my fan base all over the world, they can come to my site and they can come, you know, listen to the music. And it's viral, and everything's going viral these days anyways.
Absolutely.
So it's a new way of thinking, you know.
So for this particular album then, I mean, we talk about the style of music, but I'm looking now at the lyrics. Are we going to be hearing more of, because it almost sounds like I could be hearing a frustration in what's going on because of what happened.
No, it's actually really the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
It's really the opposite. I actually came to a place where I realized, for a couple months after that happened, this is the second time it's happened to me now. I was first with Capitol Records, mm-hmm. and then I was with Epic Sony. But with Epic, I did a full album. And when I lost all my material, like my favorite songs, I actually had like about 3 months there where I was just like, do I want to do this? Like, I'm literally starting from scratch. Like, I'm an unsigned artist. I'm at this point not working on anything because I've set myself up to be having an album released. And I thought, do I really want to do this? And I was like, it was almost kind of like a revival. It was like, yeah, I do. And I don't think I've ever felt so vocally strong. It's like there's a fire in my belly, and if I'm not angry. There was no anger in this record. It's actually really like, it's like a revival. It's like it was very spiritual as well, which is why we did the music video in New Orleans. We did the music video there because I just wanted it to be kind of, there's a lot of soul with this record, and New Orleans, what they've been through, and just being from a family of 10 kids, and kind of I've been through a lot with my family, and you know, everybody goes through things in their life. I just feel like trip around the world, and a lot of the songs on the record represent that you can, you know, it's all in your own, it's all in your own backyard. Like mm-hmm. you have it all, you know, like these, like you can find strength and hope in anything, no matter what you go through in your life. So for this, for me, this record was hugely healing. This record healed me after all that.
So fans are used to hearing what they've heard on Instant Star. Mm-hmm. Should they be making a comparison, or is that one part of your life which has ended and this is a new part of your life?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a new part of my life. I mean, the songs are different, but a lot of the songs are actually quite not, I wouldn't say poppier, but I mean, the record is definitely, it's taking on, I mean, I think if people liked the music on Instant Star, I think mm-hmm. they would like the music on the album, because it's the same girl. But yeah, it's definitely like a new phase of my life, and every record's going to be different. Like this song, this record is a very particular, every record, I'm excited. It's like each record's like its own movie, its own, I look forward, I'm already wanting to make, I already have all these ideas for another album, even though this one's not even released yet.
You know, it's funny. I'm actually getting what you mean by when you say you're in a good place and understanding, even though this business can be what it is. I mean, I saw you recently on Smallville, right?
Yeah.
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 Which I thought you did fantastic. But you're at a point now where I see it as you can choose whatever you want. And it sounds like, well, it doesn't sound like, you prove it. You can go after it and have it accomplished.
Mm-hmm. I think it's true. I think a lot of people don't know, I think in the business, you know, I look forward, there's so many things I want to do. I would love to one day be able to own my own label and be able to sign artists that I really believe in. And, you know, there's so many things that you can do. And I just feel like when you start realizing that you can do it, you can just do it, just believe in it and just do it, because nobody really knows. And that's the most interesting thing about these major labels and companies. And when you're sitting there talking to, you know, you're thinking, you really, everyone's just going on a wing and a prayer. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I do kind of feel like I've been in this business for a while now. I start to feel like, you know, I start trusting my instincts. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Would you consider going back to acting full time?
It depends on the project. I wouldn't want to be locked into something for like 6 years unless it was something that I really was passionate about and believed in. Film, I think, would fit more with me.
Absolutely.
Because of the music. So I can kind of, an indie film, like, I was able to do this really cool film called Stranger with My Face with this awesome director. And I did it because I got to play these two twins. It was a, kind of like an Angelina Jolie Girl Interrupted character, which was appealing at the time. And that same director is doing another film actually soon. I love doing projects and scripts that I believe in, that I really am passionate about. I don't see myself getting on some kind of like, you know, comedy show for 6 years when I'm so passionate about music.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I just like 2 hours ago saw The Runaways, and it was funny. I thought to myself, you would have been perfect in that film.
Thank you so much. I know that's the kind of stuff I would love to play Stevie Nicks in her next film, but you know, you just got to do the best you can do, and that'd be amazing.
Are you going to stay out in L.A.?
I'm in L.A. right now. Mm-hmm. There's actually some pretty cool opportunities for me on the acting end.
Great.
Which is why I'm there. But I'm going to be, my plan, actually, I'm going to be moving to Toronto this summer.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I have a pretty good team out there. Like, I got pretty good team. But it's scary because you end up getting really close to, you know, you end up getting a part on something like a, you know, where all of a sudden I don't want to be playing, let's just say I don't want to be playing a blonde cheerleader on something for, it's all fun and exciting when you get the part, but then you're going, okay, I have to sign a 6-year contract and move to LA. Like, it's just, it's scary, but you just got to do the best you can do.
Well, are you going to be touring the album? And if so, where are you going to be hitting?
Yes, probably Canada first. Yeah, of course. This summer, I'm hoping this summer I'm going to get on tour. That's all kind of being figured out now, and I'm meeting some booking agents actually tomorrow night at the show. But for me, I'm not, the expectations, there's been a weight that's been taken off my shoulders a bit, mm-hmm. because when I just know that this is just going to get out there and do its thing slowly but surely,
yeah.
and I'll always be making music, and this is just going to be a part of my life forever. So I'm not, it's just kind of fun, you know, like thinking how this is going to go and how hopefully it just reaches and touches people.
Oh my God, like you keep saying, this is the script. This is so much a script. Is there a chance, though, that you guys may be doing either A, a reunion of the show, or B, like I said, a movie version of this?
It's interesting. I don't know if Instant Star in particular is going to do anything, but I've been talking. It's just, it is interesting what's happening with the music business. I do think it would make a wicked documentary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I, you know what, too? I heard something really, really cool. There was a couple things that I... there was a couple things that I heard just this last couple of weeks. J.R. Rowling did a speech on TED.com to the Harvard graduates. She was joking, and she's like, yeah, well, you know, because you guys have experienced so much failure in your life. And the graduates start laughing, and she goes, no, but really, she goes, I'm going to give you something that's kind of a twist. Because J.R. Rowling, you know, believed in something so much, and everyone thought she was losing her mind. She just wanted to write books about this boy with a flame on his head, and she was just gonna write these books. And everyone was like, you know, get on with it. Stop fantasizing about this. And basically, she would fail, and she failed, and she failed, and she failed. And I think she was on welfare, and she's open about that in the speech. And failed. And she said the benefits of failure in life are so important, because when you fail, you realize that you've survived, so you get more and more fearless, because you're like, I've been, it's okay, you know? And that's kind of, for me, when it comes to the music and the albums and the things that I've experienced in my life, it's like, I've lost my music before. Like, I've had my art taken away from me, and it's like, but I'm here, I survived, and I wrote more. So it's like, bring it.
I love it.
You know?
Website and Twitter, where do we follow you?
Twitter/AlexJohnson, and you can find out everything on at just alexjohnson.com, alexzjohnson.com.
Girl, do not be a stranger, please.
I won't. And thanks for seeing me again.
Thank you.